Because it's that time on a Monday. We hit rewind, see what went down that caught our attention over the weekend. It's a little bit of something we like to call Divine Shine.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing. Got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Yeah, final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hot Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a hef, and all of the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. Nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. I'm Alex. Steve, Nick, and I are going to go over our top performers or performances from over the weekend. Who gonna start?
Me! Go!
Whoa!
Because it's my most selfish divine shine
ever.
Very
aggressive.
And I'm starting with those New York Yankees. Shine it!
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Despite the awful play of El Gary before getting DL'd, the injury to All Rise Aaron Judge, the post-All-Star struggles of ace Luis Severino, the inconsistency of Aroldis Chapman, a new manager leading on youth to produce, and the way the Red Sox have played, kind of still in it. Plus, they put 4.5 games between themselves and the A's to host the wild card game, 9.5 in front of Seattle to secure a spot. J.A. Happ, he's won all 5 starts since coming over from the Jays. Miguel Andujar and Gleyber Torres among the 3 or 4 in the AL Rookie of the Year race. Aaron Hicks missed time, but he is producing in center field. And Sanchez is rehabbing, likely to return next week. Judge probably the week after that. Shortstop Didi Gregorius fielding grounders last night. Likely comes back this weekend. Hanging tough. My Yankees shining.
I'm going to go ahead and just get this out of the way right now. Look, I know they're currently behind the Astros in the standings by 1.5 games, but my A's continue to shine over the weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
And it's not really that they're behind the Astros for any reason other than Houston is also really hot right now, but another killer series win over Minnesota. 4 games, 3 wins, only giving up 11 runs, outscoring them 23-11. Great performances by Chad Pinder, who broke out of a slump with 3 hits on Saturday. Then Sunday, Matt Chapman hit 2 bombs, Chapman hitting .348 since the All-Star break. And if he doesn't win the gold glove at third base this year, it's only because he plays for Oakland and no one is seeing him. The guy is phenomenal all over the place. Today, of course, the A's and Stros begin another 3-game set with everything on the line, so all of this could go up in smoke very quickly. But this weekend, my A's shined.
Oh, my heavens!
Hey, my turn. Matt Holliday of the Colorado Rockies shined this
weekend. Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
In 2007, a young Matt Holliday led baseball in hits, doubles, RBI, and batting average when he hit .340, and the biggest game of the play of that year came in game 163, a wild card playoff game against the San Diego Padres, in which Holliday didn't score. If you watch the video, go back and look at it. It's a 2007 TV standards of clear. Holliday dozed with a head first slide. He never touched home. It turned out to be the game winning run in the 13th inning. Fast forward to this weekend, Players Weekend, you can put whatever you want in the back of your jersey. He goes with, I touched home, bringing up the controversy all over again. But Holliday, who hasn't played baseball the entire year, was only just signed by the Rockies, where he played 16 games in the minors. He shows up, his 3rd start of the year with the Rockies, and he hits a home run, his first since 2017, where this time he did touch home. The Rockies lost that game to the Card, but they have one of the biggest stars in Rockies history come back and hit a home run for them with the I touched home on his jersey. It was a truly shining moment.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Oh, you went already.
Yeah, it's your turn.
How about
leadoff? We're around the order already.
OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr., healthy with the new deal and shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Inked a new 5-year extension. He's the highest paid receiver in the NFL. It maxes out at $95 million, $65 million guaranteed. Surpasses the annual total for the actual best wideout in football, Antonio Brown of the Steelers. And exceeds by $10 million, the $55 million in guaranteed dough Tampa gave Mike Evans. And of course, OBJ exploded onto the scene, setting records for catches and yards his first three seasons in the NFL when he had at least 90 grabs, 1,300 receiving yards, 10 TDs before an injury wrecked 2017. And, well, at least the Giants were garbage enough. They were able to dump coach Ben McAdoo and with the second pick of the draft, select Penn State all-purpose stud Saquon Barkley. OBJ going ka-ching, being healthy, and more importantly, making me excited about the G-Men for 2018. Shine it!
It's going to seem a little odd, but the entire state of Hawaii shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Obviously, most of the time it shines because it's Hawaii and it's therefore awesome. But my Bows went out and won their opener against Colorado State to open the college football season. Sure, they gave up 537 passing yards to former Husky KJ Carter-Samuels, Cole McDonald, 418 yards and 3 scores through the air, and 96 yards and 2 scores on the ground to take Hawaii's first win in Fort Collins since 1988. And then you add on to that the fact that Hawaii won the Little League World Series as well. Plucky team from Honolulu went out and shut down South Korea 3-0, outscored their opponents 26-3 in Williamsburg. That's called domination. So as if Hawaii needed to be more awesome, they went out and won some stuff over the weekend and shined.
All right, Kendrys Morales of the Toronto Blue Jays is shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
The Blue Jays haven't been interesting since the 2015 playoffs and that one time in 2016 when Jose Bautista got knocked out. But Morales is looking to make history with the Jays, homering in his 8th straight game tonight. He began the streak with a home run off of J-Hap. He then hit 2 of Andrew Kashner and then hit 7, number 7, off of Vince Velasquez. Tonight he goes for his 9th home run in 8 games, homering in 8 straight if he does that tonight against David Hess. Here's to hoping that Hess doesn't go full Jose Urania because Kendrys Morales is shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!